Good morning, everybody, and welcome. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Eddie Freeman. I'm speaking to you live this morning. I'm over here in West Palm Beach, Florida, as we are in great anticipation of our grand opening ribbon-cutting ceremony. Man, what an opportunity that KZ1 has given us. I got to tell you, I've been in the industry of network marketing now, wow, for a long time. It's been literally 28 years that I've been in this industry. And most of you know my story. I've only been with four companies. I've been relatively successful in every one of those, but I've never seen anything like this before. Have you? An opportunity such as we have, the opportunity of a startup company without the risk, products that make an impact, a comp plan that pays 55%. Wow. And so for any of you that are anywhere near the state of Florida, if you can get to the ribbon cutting ceremonies, they're right around noon. Geraldine has put out the email so you can see the exact address to get there. For those of you in the Florida area, it's near the Outlet Center over in West Palm Beach. I know we've got some people flying in from around the United States to really take a look and see what we are all about. And we are attracting leaders, folks, now more than ever. And I got to tell you, having Geraldine as our general manager, and she took that position on February 24th, wow, have things started to thrive. And we are attracting some incredible leaders. Now, there is a couple that has come into our business, and Leo and Cindy are from Ohio. They have, while they've been around the network marketing industry for some time, and they've been extremely successful, both as distributors and as owners of network marketing. So I have asked Leo Pappas to get on the call with us this morning, share some thoughts. So with that, Leo Pappas, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Eddie. I'm very blessed, my friend, very blessed. Thank you for having me on the call.
Well, I'm thrilled to have you on the call. So if you wouldn't mind, I'm just going to ask you a few questions here. So prior to network marketing, what did Leo Pappas do in real life?
Well, Leo Pappas had a lot of grandkids, put it that way. But we have always been in business. We've owned several different businesses from restaurants to clothing stores to landscaping to I would buy businesses or create businesses and turn around and sell them. But when I was first introduced to MLM, I was the vice president of a junior college, a CAD school at the time.
Okay, so what was it? I mean, somebody approached you about network marketing. I mean, what were your first thought, you know, what were you thinking? I mean, a guy like yourself, traditional business, network marketing, this illegal pyramid scheme. I mean, what was going through your head, Leo?
Well, that's what my parents wanted to know at the time, and that was almost 40 years ago. And I instantly seen the opportunity. Being a businessman, I seen the opportunity. I seen the opportunity to help others. I seen the other opportunity to not be stuck at a brick and mortar place and have the kind of overhead that I was quite used to. And really, I got extremely excited. So within 90 days, I actually quit my job as a vice president of a junior college and went full time because I'm an extremist. And my parents were so upset at the time that I think they were mad at me for about 6 months until they, you know, seen that the kind of income that I created for my family and not just for my family, but for others.
And so, well, I mean, were you an overnight success? Did you just get started in network marketing day one? I love to tell people that I was an overnight success and it only took me 14 years.
It took a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. And I tell people, you got to be rhino size. You got to put that thick skin on, because every dream stealer, everybody that, even if they They don't know nothing about what we're doing. We're trying to destroy your dream. They might not mean to, and the worst for me was my own family, followed closely by friends. I mean, and I just, you know, we just blocked them out, absolutely positively blocked them out. And to give you an example, Eddie, if I may, in the 40 years that we've been, that I've been in it, I had many successes, many failures, and each time I try to learn more and more. And there's different elements that you seek, that you look for. So the last time that we got out of the industry, Cindy and I owned a very nice sports bar and restaurant. And at 3:30 in the morning, she came to me and, Cindy, don't drink. And we were closing up the shop. And she said, I just want to ask you a couple questions. And I didn't have MLM on my mind at the time. I'm counting out money. I said, sure, honey, go ahead. And she said, where have we made the most money in our life? And I thought about it, and I said, well, MLM. And she said, and where have we had the fortunate blessing of traveling all over the country, anywhere we wanted to go? I said, MLM. Then finally she said, and where have we found some of the greatest people, which we like to call our extended family? I said, okay, MLM. He said, then what are we doing here? 30 days later, we were out of the restaurant business and back into what I think is the greatest opportunity in my life, and that's the MLM industry.
So how long ago was this, Leo?
Oh, on that one was about, I'm going to say, I think about 15 years.
So now eventually,
no,
but you're probably,
I'm sorry.
So eventually got a little fed up and you actually started a network marketing company. Is that right?
Yes, that's how we actually met.
The plot thickens. Okay, well, we definitely want to this.
Yes, I started an MLM company with another partner, and it was a concept company, and because we wanted to do it right, and we started with nothing, and one day the phone rang, and it was Cindy, and a doctor told her about our company and said, I want to come visit your company. And so at that time, I was the receptionist, the shipping clerk, the multiple task person. And I hurried up, and they were coming in 3 days, and put all the motivational pictures on the walls and bought the plants and did all the nice things. And her and a couple of her leaders came in, and the rest was history. Needless to say, she's much smarter than I, because she ended up owning the company, and I worked for her.
So owning and running a network marketing company isn't necessarily as much fun as being as a distributor, is it, Leo?
I would never, and we've been asked to start, I would never in my life own another one. I have great respect for those who do, but let me be a distributor, make as much money as I want to make, have no headaches, and focus on what I do best.
You know, it's funny you say that. I used to joke around on my last company, and I would talk about the president of that company, and I would say, well, you know, I would say, with all due respect, you know, I would never want your job because I couldn't afford the pay cut.
Exactly.
I was serious. Okay, so you've been around the industry. You've, after close to 40 years, you guys have pretty much seen almost everything you can see in network marketing. And so I guess for the last period of time, you've been looking for the right company. And you know, how long has your search been?
Oh, my gosh. The search has been going on for quite some time because we've been blessed with an international market. We've also, see, we feel responsible. It is our duty. We've had the honor of certain people looking up to us and calling on our experience to help them find the right company. And that's a responsibility. I mean, it's something that we don't take lightly. And so our search has been going on for quite some time. And then one day, Cindy says, do you remember Becky? And I know Becky was on Cindy's Facebook page, and we knew of Becky from another company. And she said, I'm going to talk to her. I said, hey, go for it. To be honest, never in a million years thinking that we would, not knowing what Becky was in or anything, but, you know, we always had our ears open. And let me tell you, Becky's tenacious. I mean, when she has something to share and you have an open ear and an open heart, Becky's phenomenal. And with knowing Becky and her standards, you know, if she felt we needed to take a look at this, then we needed to take a look at this. And I'm very thankful that we did.
So I'm just curious, Leo, people like you and Cindy, you've got your option of going anywhere. When you've got close to 40 years in the business, both as a distributor and an owner, what are some of the things that we should be looking for that would make it the right company? What's some of your criteria to make that decision?
Well, you know, obviously part of it is the products. We look for products that have impact, products that I know without a doubt that are going to make an impact on someone's life, okay, both long-term and short-term. You know, so that was the product was one. Number two, the compensation plan, very important. You know, forget Leo and Cindy making money, because Leo and Cindy can make money anywhere. How about our people? Can our people make even $500 a month without having to work 60 hours a week or whatever the case may be? Is that a reality? And obviously, the compensation, I was blown away by the compensation plan. But even more was the corporate structure of the company. And I'm one guy, Eddie, I got to tell you that I'm a little skeptical. Cindy's much better than me. And when I first heard about this Eddie guy and I heard about this company and I heard that you just got to talk to Eddie. See, in our lives, how we got the loyalty that we have from our people is because we work for them. And, you know, people don't care what you know until they know that you care. And if I know that you care about me and my people, man, that's a different paycheck, okay? That's a whole different paycheck, because the rewards there are endless. If you're true, if you really mean what you said, Eddie, you made a comment to me. You said to me and my wife, I want to be the best partners you ever had. Nobody has ever said that. It's always been, hey, can you bring me your downline? Can you know what, you know, I'll have you on. I could care less ever about being on stage, because prior to owning businesses, I was an entertainer. My life was on stage. It's not about who Leo and Cindy being on stage. It's about who can we get up there? How many people can we help? That was the way Becky felt. That was the way Eddie felt. You could tell if you ever had the opportunity to talk to Geraldine, you know, her commitment, and for us who have international, the help that was just in talking, the compassion from Nick and from Judy, and I mean it goes throughout the whole company. So one thing that I noticed that was missing, that I thought was really, really important, was the greed factor. There was no greed here. There was no pompous leader, you know, how great thou art. There was just people willing to help, wanting to help. What could I do for you now? So I have this product. I have a corporate structure. I have a company that's financially secure. I have a company, all the help that I need, all the tools that I need. It kind of was, I'm sorry, it was a real easy decision for us.
Well, one of the things that has impressed me so much about both of you is just the work ethic. You know, you guys understand that if you want to get started, it's easier to get off to a faster start than a slower start. I mean, I remember that first night that you guys looked at it. I mean, you guys had me on the phone with Downline till, gosh, it was 11:30 at night. And then the next day on Sunday, and I said to you, you know, you can't work me too hard. And it's like, man, it's like, wow. These guys are incredible. And then, of course, you've already seen, you know, you've got some international ties that are very, very strong. As a matter of fact, you're literally going to help with literally a huge organization in Hong Kong, and you guys just were so important that literally you wanted to speak with Nick, who is our international vice president of marketing, and Geraldine here, and wow, it's like you were on the phone with them, and now you've actually got somebody signing up. They're meeting in Hong Kong next week.
Tuesday, they'll be at the office in Hong Kong, and then also we have something in Malaysia that I haven't had a chance to share with you yet. But more importantly than what we have, the fact that Nick, you, Geraldine, through via Becky, made that available to us, and we never even laid eyes on each other yet. We had nobody in the company, but yet instantly that kind of support was available to us. It's unheard of. It's unheard of.
So now I'm just curious. We've got this this big grand opening, so to speak, the ribbon cutting ceremony next week. Is this something that you would hope to be at, Leo?
Oh, I will be there. I will be there. Not only will I be there, but we have several of our people that are that's all they talk about. They're so excited from all over, from Georgia, from Chicago, from all over the United States are making a point to be there. I have some people in Florida that are driving to be there because I think it's a very, very exciting event.
And, of course, then you've got other people that said, you know what, this is great, but you're going to do another fly-in in another month or so. So they've waited till the next one, and they're going to bring more people. So you're looking to build something pretty big in this company, I guess.
Yeah, you know what, Eddie, I'm 65 years young, and I don't want to keep doing this the rest of my life from company. You know, this is my home. This is where we are going to. We got 23 grandchildren and counting. And
23 grandchildren.
And counting. More will be coming, I'm quite sure. And we, this is where our family is going to, this will be home. And as far as the other June event, we already are booking now for them. And once these people, the leaders, the great people, such as Nate Jackson and many, and see this, and they're coming from New York and Coach and they are just going to go home and explode for June.
Now, there's not a doubt on my mind, and it's just such a pleasure, working with professionals like you and Cindy. And I know Cindy is watching. What'd you say? 6 grandchildren today?
Yes, so yes.
But she
shouts orders out. Trust me.
Yeah.
Trust me. I know. I know who I got to talk to and when.
Well, you guys, you make an incredible team. You're a strong asset to this company. And so now I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. So we got a lot of people that listen to this call live, and then it will be up on our website either by late tonight or tomorrow. So if you had a piece of advice you could give somebody that's listening to this right now, maybe they're in the company and haven't really gone to work yet. Maybe they haven't gone to their best and brightest people yet. Maybe they're looking at the company for the first time and trying to decide, is this where they want to call home? What piece of advice could you give that person on this call?
To me, everybody is so different, and I don't know what people are looking for. I can tell you this. I would do the old Ben Franklin, the plus and minus. If you're looking for a true opportunity, an affordable opportunity where, and I mean this, your paycheck will definitely reflect your effort. We got our products already. Everything was so timely. So, well, the marketing, the packaging, I don't want to sound like, I don't want to have to sell you. But if you share the vision that we have. If you share, if you can see what we see, there'll be no questions to ask. Get involved. All the help you, if there's anything Cindy and I can do, you know, our number's a public deal. You know, please don't hesitate. I have yet to found in my 40 years in this industry, and coming from an owner's point of view too, I have yet to find a company that has offered so much help for us to be able to have a successful business with products that are just off, cannot be, I mean, just incredible, cannot be compared. I mean, these, so it's a no-brainer to me, you know, but once again, it's a true opportunity, but you have to get that rhino skin on. And if you're so weak that other people can steal your dreams, then I feel sorry for you.
Well, that is so well put, Leo. I want to thank you so much. We've only known each other 8 days. We've been on the phone, but I've been on the phone with you guys so often. I feel like you are my brother. I feel like we do know each other very well, and I just I'm looking forward to meeting you, and I guess you're flying in on Monday, so I'll be looking forward to meeting you on Monday, and you know, so many of the people that are coming on board, and we're going to have a lot of fun, because you know, you are one of the things that we have here is a culture, and you just summed it up so well when you said anybody wants your help with something, and basically what I heard is you don't care if it's your upline, your downline, your sideline, your crossline.
Exactly.
You're less. You're here to help. And that is why you and Cindy fit into our culture so well, because we are a group of people where everybody helps everyone. It's, you know, you've got people that you don't even know yet. You heard Janice from Texas on the phone, and you heard Lelaine from Florida. Well, guess what? They're not your upline, but they'll do anything in the world to help you, and they already know they go to you. And Gregory and Becky, this is a real family of individuals that everybody works for everybody, and you're going to meet a group from Louisiana, and you're going to meet Karen from – I mean, you're just – like I said, we're going to build something special, and you're going to be a big part of it. So I want to thank you so much. And one of these times over the next few weeks, I think it would be wise for us to interview Cindy, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome.
You know, it's like a family reunion. I want to thank you, Eddie, for having me on the call. And everyone who is on this call, please don't ever think that it's, you know, how great thou art as far as Leo and Cindy go. We are just part of a great movement that's taken place, and I hope and pray that you see the vision as we see it, and I can't wait to meet you all. You guys have a blessed weekend.
Thank you so much, Leo. Send my love to Cindy, and again, I will meet you on Monday, and Tuesday is going to be very special. You're going to love meeting Robert and just meeting the rest of your KZ1 family. So, with that, folks, I appreciate it. I appreciate all of you, you know, here again on a Saturday morning, coming on these calls, learning how to do the business, how to get motivated, hearing from these people coming on board, and you know, you gotta think about it, okay? What do you need to do? Well, Leo and Cindy did not wake up one morning and say, "Wow, I wonder if there's a company out there that has a curcumin product that you can absorb right through the blood-brain barrier within 10 minutes. I wonder if there's a company out there with a product that makes such an impact like a reset. Boy, wouldn't it be unbelievable to have a liquid nutritional supplement that had the best of everything, and then they used extracts. How about a comp plan that pays 55% with no breakage? How about the opportunity of a startup company without the risk?" No. What happened was they got a phone call from Becky. Becky stepped out of her comfort zone to speak to some people that not only had been extremely successful in network marketing, they had even owned a network marketing company. And you see, that's what it takes. There are no secrets. You can listen to trainings all day long, and, you know, that's wonderful. But the truth of the matter is, you just have to have the courage, like Becky did, to call Leo and Cindy, to go out and make the calls, and that's where the magic happens. So with that, folks, I appreciate you guys, and I'm going to see a lot of you on Tuesday, and make sure that you get on next Saturday's call, because we're going to have another very special call. With that, I'm going to open this call up so we can say goodbye, but you just go out there. Don't be afraid to expose the products before we are all together on the beaches of the world. And with that, take care, everybody. We love you, and a lot of you, I'm going to see you Tuesday. Take care, everybody.
Thanks, Eddie. Thanks, Leo.